Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Tes. We are holding on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So today we're going to discuss in Amud Aleph a Sukkah Yeshana. That's what the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph discusses. If you have a Sukkah that's old, that was not built L'Shem Chag, it was built at some point earlier in the year for some other reason. And we're going to go through the Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, what the source is for each of the Shitos, for Beisham Beis Shita, for Beis Hillel Shita. In the course of that discussion, we're going to mention the concept of Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah, that a Sukkah becomes Asr Bahana'ah for other things. You're not allowed to use it for anything other than the Mitzvah of Sukkah. We're going to talk about the Machlokas Tanaim, about making a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Does the Sukkah have to be Ra'ui for a Kol Shiva? Does it have to be a sukkah, the same sukkah for all 7 days? Or are you allowed to make one on Chol HaMoed? And we're going to compare the mitzvah of sukkah with the mitzvah of tzitzis with regard to the concept of lishma. On Amud Beis, there are two topics. The Mishnah on Amud Beis discusses a sukkah tachasi ilan, when you have a sukkah under a tree, and that leads into a general discussion of being mevatel schach pasul with schach kasher, with a majority of schach kasher. And then the second topic of that Mishnah, the Gemara is also going to discuss, is sukkah tachas hasukkah, when you have a sukkah, a double decker sukkah, a sukkah underneath another sukkah, and we're going to have circumstances where both are kasher, where both are pasul, where the bottom one's kasher, top one's pasul, bottom one's pasul, top one's kasher. We're going to have all the different circumstances of sukkah tachas hasukkah. So let's see the Mishnah. Sukkah yishana beishamai pasul beislamah. If you have an old sukkah, so which we'll see in a moment what that means, Beis Shammai says the sukkah is pasul. Beis Hillel says such a sukkah is kosher. Ve'ezo hi sukkah yishana. What is the definition of an old sukkah? So kol sha'asah kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Anything that was made more than 30 days before yantif. Avol imasal l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. But if you make it l'shem chag, even a sukkah yishana is kosher. Well, wait a second. Beis Hillel holds a sukkah Yishan is kasher, apparently, even if you don't make it l'shem chag. We said that according to Beis Hillel, an old sukkah is kasher. It was only according to Beis Shammai that an old sukkah was problematic. So what's this chiddush that if you make it l'shem chag, then even mitchilas hashan it's kasher? So pasha pshad is that chiddush is a chiddush within the sheet of Beis Shammai, that even the Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah yishana is not kasher, would hold that if it's made l'shem chag, it no longer has the status of a sukkah Yishana, and it would therefore be kosher. Tosfos is bothered, but wait a second, time of the Bishamai Yosalashminan. You're going to come and tell me an extra line in the Mishnah just to give me an extra detail in Shitas Beis Shammai? I thought we always focus on the Shita of the Beis Hillel, because we always pass like the Beis Hillel. So if you see the second Tosfos on the page, we'll get back to the top Tosfos in a second. V'masal l'shem chag afilu l'Beis Hillel nafkamina shein sarich l'chadesh badavar. That this has a nafkamina for Beis Hillel also, that you're not going to have to be mechadesh badavar. This relates to what it says in the top Tosfos, we'll have to see in a second, that Beis Hillel hold that a sukkah yishana is kasher would still require being mechadesh badavar, doing something with it, shaking around the schach, moving something around. So this line that if you make it l'shem chag, it's kosher, even has a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel that there's no need to be mechadish badavar. V'afilu lo nafkamina l'Beis Shammai yesh l'tan l'farish b'menechleku. And then says Tosfos, but even without a nafkamina for Beis Hillel, even if this line were only according to Beis Shammai, still that's okay. It's well within the Tana's rights to frame the machlokas and tell us exactly which cases they argue about and which cases even the Beis Shammai would agree is kosher. So for the Tana to say that the sukkah that was made l'shem chag 3 months before Sukkot is not a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is completely fine. That's okay for the Tana to tell us that the Beis Shammai would not argue in that case. V'lo shayich l'akshuyei time of the Beis Shammai oslash minon ela hecha de pligi tanoi aliba de Beis Shammai v'lo nafkamina midi b'plukta aliba de Beis Hillel. That the only time we would ask the question time of the Beis Shammai Yosalash Minan is when there's a machlokas tanaim within the shita of the Beis Shammai, but or the Tana makes a chiluk within the shita of the Beis Shammai where it has no nafkamina whatsoever, aliba de Beis Hillel. So if you have a machlokas within shitas Beis Shammai, then you're going to ask, why are we arguing about what shitas Beis Shammai exactly is? It's irrelevant lahalacha exactly what the shita of the Beis Shammai is. But when you're just trying to tell me what the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel are arguing about, that's not considered to be completely irrelevant. This is it's a very, very difficult line to draw. We do learn the Shita of the Beis Shammai. Elav elu divrei Elokim Chaim. We do believe that the Shita of the Beis Shammai, learning Shitas Beis Shammai, is a key of Talmud Torah. So the whole concept of time of the Beis Shammai Yosel Hashminan is a difficult concept to understand. Of course, we want to learn the Shita of Beis Shammai. That's also divrei Elokim Chaim. So it's also being magdir a little bit that we learn Shitas Beis Shammai, but we don't overemphasize Shitas Beis Shammai. It's the delicate balance between Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim on the one hand, and that the Yikr Limud is la'suke shmeitza libe de hilchasa on the other hand. That the Yikr purpose of Limud is, the Yikr goal, I should say, in our Limud is to try to la'suke shmeitza libe de hilchasa, to try to draw halachic conclusions. So we're not going to be able to do that if we're overemphasizing Shitas Beis Shammai. But at the same time, we still have to learn the Shitas Beis Shammai. In fact, very often, if we don't understand Shitas Beis Shammai, it will hinder our ability to understand Shitas Beis Hillel, to really understand an opinion when there's a machlokas. You need to understand what the other opinion holds. So that's the tightrope that Tosos is walking over here. Where do we assume that that it's a waste to overemphasize Beis Shammai, and when do we assume that we should learn the Shita of Beis Shammai? And on the top Tosos, Suki Yishana Beis Hillel Machshirin, Tos quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Tani, Sarich Lechadish Badavar. Chaver Yam Amrinan Tefach. That you need to be Mechadish Badavar, you need to do something to the Sukkah, make a Tefach of Schach on the Sukkah, deal with the Tefach of Schach on the Sukkah. That's to be Mechadish Badavar. Yossi Yamar Kol Shur. Yossi doesn't have to be a Tefach, anything, just be Mechadish Badavar at all. Umandi Yamar Kol Shur, Bavat Shetei Al Pnei Kula. But even if you hold the Kol Shur, it just means that it doesn't need to be a Tefach wide, the area of Schach that you're mechadish. It could be a kol shu that runs across from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, even though it's just a narrow strip of schach. So if, let's say, you have the old bamboo sticks, you would just pick up one and put it on the sukkah. That would be a kol shu that goes across pnei kula. Ubasarachi isa hasam. And then the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, matzah yishana. What if you have old matzah that wasn't made l'shem chag? So plukta de beisham and beisilal. So that would seem to be the same machlokas. That just like an old sukkah that's not made l'shem chag is machlokas beisham and beisilal, beisham would say it's pasul. Maybe old matzah would also be machlokas beisham and beisilal. And then the Yerushalmi says, no, I'm a Rebbe divrei akolhu mikivin shelo asal l'shem pesach. Dover bari hu shelo diktikba. By matzah, it's a little more tricky, because by sukkah, you look at the sukkah, you could see if it's a kashra chefza shel sukkah, you could see that it's got the walls, it's got the schach, nothing's makabal tumma in the schach, okay, it's good, it's kasher. By the matzah, if it wasn't made the shem chag, it could look like a perfectly good piece of matzah, but it might be chametz gomer. So yeah, by matzah, we're not going to trust any matzah that wasn't in fact made the shem chag. So that's the difference between the matzah and the sukkah. Now there is a mishnah Maseches Gittin. The mishnah says that kol hashtaros ha'olam barachos shel akum ma'afal pisha chosmeim akum ksherim. That when you have a shtar that was written in the non-Jewish courts, even though it's signed by non-Jewish edim, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, "Kapasuk v'tani lo shlam mecher lo shlam matana." That's true of shtar mecher and shtar matana. I understand shtar mecher, why that should be true, a sale document, because the kinyan is really with the money, and the shtar is just a raya. But a shtar matana, the whole kinyan is made through the shtar. V'hai shtara chaspa v'almuhu. And the shtar is a piece of garbage. The shtar was written by Archol Shalakum. Why would the shtar be able to affect anything? So Tos HaRash says, what does the Gemara mean? Because Goyim are einan b'toras kinyan shtar. And since they're not b'toras kinyan shtar, their ksivas hashtar doesn't help to create a kinyan matana with edim esira. And that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that the kinyan shtar is not going to work by a guy. But all the other Balei Tosfos disagree with Rabbeinu Tam on this. And this is the Rabbeinu Tam we were referring to yesterday, with a woman making tzitzis, that in order to create a chefza shel mitzvah, or in order to create the object that you're trying to create that will have some sort of chalos, you need someone who's bitoras. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Hayam Beis Darshan Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, where we Darshan Smuchim, we Darshan two Pesukim that are juxtaposed. So we Darshan Ukshartem Uchsavtem. The Gemara says, Kol she'enu b'kshira, enu b'ksiva. A woman's not b'kshiras tefillin, so mele she's not able to write tefillin. So Tosav there says, oh, mikan ha'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman is not allowed to make a lulav or a tzitzis, because she's not mitzuva in lulav or tzitzis. So the Tosav says, what do you mean? Adarabah. Yeah, you should be medayik the exact opposite. You should prove the exact opposite. We have a special drasha by tefillin, ukshartim uchsaftim, to tell me that anyone who's not a bar kshira is not a bar ksiva. That anyone who doesn't put on tefillin, who is not chayv in tefillin, can't write tefillin. The implication is that any time you don't have a special gzeres hakasuv, that rule doesn't exist. That with the absence of such a gzeres hakasuv, there would be no problem. And Tosfos also asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, what are you going to do about sukkah's ganvach that we learned yesterday? A woman is not mitzuv in sukkah, yet she could make the sukkah. So the Mishkanes Yaakov in his Sefer Koheles Yaakov on Sukkah Daf Ches Amud Beis suggests the following: that sukkah is different because we paskin like the Beis Hillel that you don't need to make a sukkah l'shma, so you don't need yeshna b'toras. When do we say that you need yeshna b'toras? You need someone who's chayiv in that mitzvah in order to create the chefsa shel mitzvah. That's only when there's a requirement of l'shma. By ksiva stam, by tefillin, you need a ksiva lishma. Whenever you're going to have a requirement of making something lishma, then someone who's not chayiv is not going to be able to do it. So the Prima Gadim writes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, sukkah's ganvach is only kosher b'diavad. Prima Gadim says, no, Rabbeinu Tam will defend himself, and sukkah's ganvach is not really kosher l'chadchila. It's only kosher b'diavad. But l'chadchila, you're not allowed to use a sukkah that was built by women. But perhaps what the Prima Gadim is referring to is our Tosos over here, B'shem Yerushalmi, that even according to Beis Hillel, in order to be it's proper to make a sukkah lishma, and an isha tzeinu b'toras can't make that lishma, and therefore lechadchila it should be al yidei an ish Yisrael, or at least a tefach or a mashu al pnei kulo has to be done by an ish, because even Beis Hillel requires some level of lishma. That would be the only reason to say that a sukkah's ganvach is not kosher lechadchila. But this yesod is a yesod musad, that it needs to be that only when you have a din of lishma do we need someone who is b'toras that mitzvah in order to create that chefza shel mitzvah. So when it comes to making tzitzis, when it comes to being oged a lulav, Rabbeinu Tam holds those things require asi lishma. So then you're going to say mikoch svara that anyone who's b'toras is able to do the lishma, anyone who's not b'toras is not able to do the lishma. And that's why the Gemara says, if you have bitzekel shel nachrim, let's say you have crackers that are clearly matzah, that are not chametz, but it was made by goyim. So the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem says you could mimali kreisa mehem, eat as many of them as you want, but make sure you have a kazayis matzah ba'achrona. You're not going to be yotze your mitzvah of matzah with them. They're not chametz, so it's not a problem with chametz, but it's not matzah either. Matzah is lishma. Without lishma, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. That's why how Reb Chaim explains in the name of Simcha Zelig in the Grach in Hilchos Tefillin in the Grach al Rambam that he's mochiach from the Rambam that who quotes the Gemara in Gittin that you can't be somich on a nachri to write a get lishma because adaita denafshe ka'avid. What's that? What's pshat? Adaita denafshe ka'avid. A guy can't write a get lishma because he's doing it adaita denafshe. It's psychological that we assume he's not really doing it for your sake, even though you're paying him to do this and he's doing it for you and he's writing all the right names, that it's a psychological thing, it's an umdina, that he doesn't really do it for you. So Reb Chaim says, no, it's not a psychological umdina. The Rambam writes in the third paragraph of Hilchos Geirushin that even a mumar al chal Shabbos is dino kenachri and can't write a get for you. Why? Because a guy is Mechal Shabbos, it means his whole psychology changes. That whenever he writes a get for you, psychologically he's not really doing it for you. So he says, no, that's not what Adaita Denafshe means. It means that Al Pidin, he's Mufka from creating that sense of Lishma. That since a get requires Lishma, so, and he's not a Bar Hachi, so Mele, he's and Mumar also, is Dino Ka'akum, is not a Bar Hachi, so Mele, he's Mufka from creating that sense of Lishma. So based on that, we can say that the Akum Eino B'Torah is getting Mikdushin, anyone who's not Betoras Eze Inyan is not able to create that sense of Lishma. So that's why, why is it that we need Ukshartem Uksavtem to tell me that a woman can't write Tefillin? Of course she can't write Tefillin, she's not Betoras Tefillin. So Rav Shachter writes in Ginas Egos, all this is in Ginas Egos, Simin Yud Gimel, Rav Shachter writes that no, Eino Betoras is only needed to tell me that a woman can't write a mezuzah, because women are Chayavos in mezuzah. The Gemara Menachos says, if the mezuzah gives us arichas yamim, do women not need arichas yamim? Women want arichas yamim also. Women are chayiv in mezuzah. How do I know they can't write a mezuzah? That's uksharta mechsavtem. That all hilchos tam is the same. They're not allowed to write sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos. But ein achinami, the fact that they're not allowed to write tefillin anyway would be obvious, because anyone who's not betoras is not able to create the chefza, is not able to do the lishma. But that's only when it comes to dinim that involve lishma. So that's this Tosos over here. Very, it sounds like he's saying a little thing, but it's a very big deal what Tosos is saying. That even a sukkah yeshana is kosher according to Beis Hillel, but Tosos says not lechadchila. You got to do something. Lechadchila, you have to be mishma. Why? Why do lechadchila? Because what he's suggesting is that lechadchila sukkah requires lishma. So to suggest that a sukkah requires lishma lechadchila would be to suggest that a sukkah's ganavach is not kosher lechadchila. This Tosos b'shem Yerushalmi only lines up with Rabbeinu Tam that a sukkah's ganavach is not kosher lechadchila, that it's only kosher b'diavad. But the Pashtos is not like the Tosos says. Most of the Rishonim assume not that way, that sukkah's ganavach is kosher because there's no requirement of lishma by sukkah. We passing like the Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be L'Shem Chag. The whole din of L'Shem Chag is only a din according to the Beis Shammai. And that's what Tosos deals with in that next Tosos. That line of if you do it L'Shem Chag 30 days early, more than 30 days before, that it's okay. That's a chiddush according to the Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, of course it's okay. There's no din of L'Shma by Sukkah at all. So that's the question, whether there's a din of L'Shma by Sukkah, at least on a L'Chadchila level. Okay, but bottom line is, Mishnah tells us that Beis Hillel holds that an old sukkah that wasn't made l'shem chag is kosher. Beis Shammai says that it's possible, it needs to be made l'shem chag. Says more my time to Beis Shammai. Where does Beis Shammai get this idea that it needs to be made l'shem chag? So the Gemara is going to have two suggestions. Suggestion number one: Amar Kra Pasuk says chag asukas shivas yamim la Hashem. So we darshin sukkah asuya l'shem chag b'inon. When it says that it has to be la Hashem, we darshin that means that it has to be made l'shem chag. That when you make the sukkah, it needs to be for the sake of the yom of Sukkos. Ubeis Hillel, Beis Hillel would respond, no, we need that pasuk for a different drasha. Haumi bailelich Rav Sheshes. We need that pasuk to teach like Rav Sheshes says. Tam Rav Sheshes mishum Rabbi Akiva minayin la'atzi sukkah shasurun kol shiva. How do I know that the material that the sukkah is made of is asur for all 7 days? Tamalomar chag asukah shivas yam la'ashem. The pasuk says chag asukah shivas yam la'ashem. Vitanya, the brisa elaborates. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer kishem shechal shem Shemayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Just like it's chal shem shemayim ala chagiga, just like karmel chagiga, you're not allowed to benefit from because it has kedusha. So too, the sukkah's kedusha is such that one is not allowed to benefit from the sukkah for anything other than the mitzvah of sukkah. Shenam rachag sukkah shivus yam la Hashem, machag la Hashem av sukkah la Hashem. It says chag sukkah shivus yam la Hashem. So we darshan just like a chagiga. Chag, just like Chagiga is La Hashem, so too Sukkah is La Hashem. So that's what the pasuk is needed for. You can't tell me that we need this pasuk to talk about making a sukkah lishma. No, this pasuk tells me about the actual chefza shel sukkah, that once you have a sukkah, it is chal shem shemayim alav, that you're not allowed to benefit from it in any way other than the sukkah itself. That's the din of chal shem shemayim al sukkah. So it's this idea of chal shem shemayim al sukkah is a very intriguing idea. The pashtus is that there is a kedusha of the sukkah, meaning we're comparing it to a karban chagiga. Karban chagiga is hektish. It has kedushas karban. But that's a little bit strange, because we know that when it comes to dealing with anything that we use for a mitzvah, there are two basic categories of items that we use for a mitzvah. There's tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah. But even tashmishe kedusha aren't hekdish per se. It just means that you have to put them in geniza. And tashmisha kedusha is what? Tashmisha kedusha is tefillin, mezuzas, sefer Torah that are worn out. So those things you have to put in geniza. You have to put in shemus. But things that don't even involve ksav shel Torah, there's no cloth, there's no ink, there's no ksav shel Torah associated with it at all. Lulav, sukkah, things like that, there's no kedusha at all. You don't even have to put in geniza. These things are nizrakin, lachar zman mitzvaso. You can just throw them out. Now, it happens to be we try to throw them out in a respectful way. I get that shaila the day after sukkahs every year. What do I do with my lulav? How do I get rid of my dalet minim? So we do throw it out, but we try to throw it out in a respectful way. Someone just asked me they want to throw out an old sukkah. So what do they do with their sukkah? Do you have the same status of tashmishay mitzvah? So you could throw it out, but you throw it out respectfully. But mehechi tesi, there's a din of kedushas karban, that it has actual kedusha like a chagiga. That's very difficult to understand. Not only that, Rashi over here makes it even more difficult. Rashi in Dibra Maskil ala chagiga. So Rashi writes, what does it mean that chal shem shemayim ala sukkah just like chagiga? Shalmei chagiga shem shemayim chal aleim lo osran ad la acharak taras emurin. That the Shalmei Chagiga, you're not allowed to eat the karban until you burn the emurin of that karban. Now, generally speaking, the rule by kachim, the rule by karbanos is, once you do the zrikas hadam, then the basar becomes mutter. Now, it happens to be that you have to burn the emurim also. But that pashtos is just a din of kedima of the mitzvos that you have to do with the karban. The actual kedusha of the karban, that goes away as soon as you do the zrika sadam. Zrika sadam, nasas mitzvaso, you did the mitzvah of the zrika, now the karban is no longer hektish. Now, it happens to be, you can't eat it yet because you have to be makter the emurim first, and there's a seder advarim of the mitzvos that you have to do first. But let's say the emurim disappear, you lost them. So then you're allowed to eat it. You don't say, oh no, it's the kedusha is still there until you're makter the emurim. The kedusha is not there anymore. Once you zarik the dam, the kedusha is gone. So why would Rashi describe the kedusha of a sukkah vis-a-vis the din of kedima of haktaras emurim before the? If you want to say the sukkah has kedusha, talk about real kedusha sakarban. Talk about the zrikas hadam. So Salvation explains, according to Harei Kedem Simon Kuf Ches, that the two questions answer each other. That kushya chadim mitaresta b'chavirta, because Rashi clearly assumes that you can't say that there's some din of hektish or mi'ila on a sukkah. A sukkah is tashmishay mitzvah. But on the other hand, Rashi holds that aside from the isser of mi'ila that you have by a karban before zrika, there's also an additional isser of eating basar before the haktaras emurim, that you're not allowed to eat the basar of the karban before the haktaras emurim, because there's the din of kedima, that mitzvah of haktaras emurim. But he says it's not just purely a din of kedima. Maybe there's an iser v'heter, creates an iser of achila before the haktaras emurim. Not just a din of what you have to do first, but it's not kedusha. It's not a din in kedushas karbon and me'ila. Meaning the matir of zrikas hadam is different than the matir of haktaras emurim. The zrikas hadam is matir the hektish of the karbon. It loses its hektish status when you zorik the dam. That's how zrikas adam does. The matir of haktara semurin is the entire isra achila before haktara is only because you're lacking some heter achila sakarban. But it's not a din in the kedusha of the karban. The mitzvah of haktara is what asers the achila sabasar. So once you do the mitzvah of haktara, so then there's that isra goes away and you're allowed to eat the basar. So it's pasha that calls man. It's pasha. That's only when the emurin are still around. Once the emurin are lost, or if they become tamei or something, so then the isra is no longer there. There's no more mitzvah saktara. If there's no mitzvah saktara, there's no isra on the basar. So, but when the emurim are around, it's not just a din of kedima. There is an isra on the basar because you have a mitzvah of haktaras emurim, and it's kimat mufurish this way in Rashi. Right? What did Rashi say when he describes the shalmei chagiga and the haktaras emurim? Shalmei chagiga shem shamayim chal aleim lo. Osran ad li achar haktaras emurim, not lahaktishan, not that they sheish meila la osran. There's an iser until haktaras emurim. To zachibu basar achim shulchan gavoa ke'eved anotel pras. from the fact that he describes Haktaras Emunim in terms of an Eved being notel Mishulchan Gavoa, you see that it's one of the Matirim of the Karban, but it's not Matir Kedusha, it's Matir and Isir. So that's maybe what Rashi understands, Chal Shem Shemayim El Sukkah. It's not that the Sukkah is Hegdish. No, there's no Isir Mi'ilah on the Sukkah. The Sukkah is Asaba Anah Kol Shiva because it's hooked to the Mitzvasa. The Mitzvah of Yeshivas HaSukkah asers the Sukkah Bahana, much like the Mitzvah of Haktaras Emurim asers the Karban Chagiga Bahana until you do that Mitzvah of Haktaras Emurim. It's a function of the Mitzvah. It's not a function of the of any sort of Kedusha or Mi'ila. That's what Rashi's driving at over here, and that's what this Drasha is about Chal Shem Shemayim El Sukkah. Happens to be, aside from that, there's a separate Machlokas. This idea of Chal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah, is that only a din in the Schach, or is that a din in the Defanos of the Sukkah as well? The Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Sukkah, Halach Tesvav, says that Atzei Sukkah are Asurim Kol Shmonos Mi'ay Chag, Bein Atzei Defanos, Bein Atzei Schach. That it applies to the walls and the Schach. The Rush over here in Simen Yud Gimel says no. The Haida Asiri Atzei Sukkah Hainu Davka Schach. Avlatzei Defanos Mishrashari. None of the halachas of Sukkah apply to the walls of the Sukkah. All of Hilchos Sukkah is only a din in the Schach of the Sukkah. We never have any of these halachas apply to the walls. Anything that we Kapsolus Garden of Yekev, all the dinim are only dinim in Schach, not dinim in the walls. So Reb Chaim explains that Shem Sukkah is chal only on the Schach, not on the Defanos. But the din of Atzei Sukkah is not totally in Shem Sukkah, it's totally in Mitzvah Sukkah. He says that's the difference. Shem Sukkah in Achinami, that's only Schach. Psalus Karan Vyakov, but he says the din of the Sukkah being Asr Kol Shiva is not a din in Shem Sukkah, it's a din in Mitzvah Sukkah. The Mitzvah Sukkah applies to the walls as well. Okay, that's how Reb Chaim explained. Salvechik had a little bit of a different explanation of the Machlokas. It could be that the Rambam is cholik on the Rosh entirely and holds that even the walls of the Sukkah have a din of Shem Sukkah. Because we're going to have to get moving over here. But he has a whole different approach to explain that Machlokas Rambam and the Rosh. But bottom line is what happened over here in the Gemara. What happened over here is we had a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether a Sukkah Yeshana is kosher or possible. So we want to know, where does Beis Shammai say that it's possible from? Oh, because the pasuk says Chag Sukkah Shivus Yom LaHashem. So, frak the Gemara. No, I already need that pasuk. Beis Hillel will tell you, I already need that pasuk to tell me this special din that Chal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah. That's what that pasuk is used for. So, Beis Shammai Nami Mibay LeLahachi. Doesn't Beis Shammai need that pasuk to tell me Chal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah as well? So now Beis Shammai is going to be stuck without a source for Sukkah Yishana. So it says Gemara Enochinami. You're right. Beis Shammai cannot use this pasuk. He must have some other pasuk to tell me that a Sukkah Yishana is possible. Elamai Tamayad Beis Shammai. So what is the svar for Beis Shammai? What's the source, rather, for the Beis Shammai that a Sukkah Yishana is possible? So second possibility. Ksiv Kra Achrina. There's another pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Tasalucha Shivas Yamim. Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tasalucha Shivas Yamim. We darshin, Sukkah HaSuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. That you need a Sukkah that's made L'Shem Chag. That's the pasuk that tells us that you need sukkah made l'shma. So, frak the Gemara, really? Beis Hillel, homi ba'ilei, lo'usin sukkah b'chol shalom. Beis Hillel says, no, we need that pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to make a sukkah on Yontif, you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, that you don't need the same sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs. If you didn't have a sukkah for the first few days, you could build one on Chol HaMoed. The pop-up sukkah, you're allowed to build a sukkah in the middle of Yontif, Beis Hillel holds. Oh, Beis Shammai, where's Beis Shammai going to learn that din, that you're allowed to build a sukkah in the middle of Yontif? So Beis Shammai is for your Luke Rav Lazer, Damreinos from the sukkah, B'chol HaShalmoed. The Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Elazar. Of course, the Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Shamutehu. Rabbi Elazar is from the Talmud of the Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaShalmoed. So Beis Shammai is not going to use this pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaShalmoed, because according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaShalmoed. So Mele Beis Shammai can use this pasuk to teach me that a sukkah Yishana is possible. And Beis Hillel holds sukkah Yishana is kosher. So Frak the Gemara, Beis Hillel, Laslu, Rav Yudom, Rav, What? Beis Hillel does not hold of Rabbi Dam Rav. Now going back to Beis Hillel's general sheet over here, Beis Hillel apparently holds you don't need to make a sukkah lishma. You have an old hut that you built in your backyard during the summertime because you were you wanted a nice shady area in your backyard, and it had nothing to do with the yantav of sukkahs. You weren't even thinking about sukkahs. You weren't dreaming about sukkahs yet. And Beis Hillel holds that's okay. But wait a second, isn't that against Rabbi Dam Rav? Dam Rabbi Dam Rav asa min hakotzin. Now, it's obviously the question is not how could Beis Hillel argue Rabbi Yudam Rav. The question is when Rabbi Yudam Rav tells us a halacha, mistama, Rabbi Yudam Rav is passing like the Beis Hillel. So how could Rabbi Yudam Rav say something that's against the Beis Hillel? Tom Rabbi Yudam Rav, asa min hakotzin, min haniminu, min hagardin psula, min hasisin kshera. That Rabbi Yudam Rav says that when it comes to making tzitzis, if you have loose strands that are hanging off the edge of your beged, you're not allowed to use that to be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. But minasisin, if you have a ball of string that was not spun lishma, that you didn't do the tviya lishma, but you're going to tie on to your beged lishma, that's good enough. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said, yeah, that's what we said in the name of Rav. But then when I told that over to Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel said, af minasisin nami psula, that even that's no good. You even need the tviya lishma. You even need the spinning of the strings to be lishma, to be in a tviya lishma. But the bottom line is, both Rav and Shmuel agreed that at the very least, you need to make the tzitzis lishma. So if you have to make tzitzis lishma, why should sukkah be any different? Hachinami nibayi sukkah asuya lishma. Just like by tzitzis you need it to be lishma, why don't we say by sukkah also it needs to be made lishma? This Rashi points out over here that you'll often find Rav Yehuda will say this. Rav Yehuda said one thing in the name of Rav, and then Kiamrisa Kameh de Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. After Rav died, he looked for a new Rebbe, and he found Shmuel. Shmuel is new Rebbe, so everything, you know, every time he raised his hand in Shir, he was always saying, I learned by Rav this way, I learned by Rav, and Shmuel would always say, nah, that's ridiculous, that's not true, right? Because Shmuel was always there, they were about Plukta, so always arguing on Rav. So Rav Yehuda got this full picture of all the opinions of Rav and Shmuel, but both agree on the ikar point over here. The ikar point is that when it comes to tzitzis, you need to make the tzitzis lishma. When they teach you as a kid how to make tzitzis, they teach you always to, as you're tying the kesher elyon, and really as you're doing the whole thing to lechachila to have in mind and to even say to verbalize l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, that you're doing it lishma, because you have to remember to have kavana lishma in order for that's a din by tzitzis. The tzitzis could look perfect and beautiful, but if it wasn't done lishma, they're pasul. So you have a din of lishma by tzitzis. Why don't we assume the same din when it comes to sukkah? So says Gemara, no, shayni yasam damakra gedilim tasa lecha lechal l'shem chovcha. Over there we have a pasuk, special pasuk, that it's got to be gedilim tasa lach. That gedilim tasa lach means l'shem chovcha, that you have to do it l'shem v'chiv, l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis. So al chinami yas the Gemara over here. Also we have chag hasukkah. Pasuk says by Sukkos as well, Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha L'chol L'shem Chovcha. That we also have that it says you're supposed to make Chag HaSukkos Tasalcha, that it has to be for you, for the sake of Yechiv. Why don't we make the same drasha? So it says, well, no, that pasuk we already need. Ha'umi Bayle L'mute Gzula. We need that pasuk to tell me that a Sukkah Gzula is not kosher. So that you can't learn from L'cha that it's got to be L'shma. From L'cha we just learned by Sukkah that you can't use a Sukkah Gzula. So well, okay, then why by tzitzis can we use it teaching the Shema? Shouldn't the pasuk by tzitzis also be telling me that you can't use tzitzis that are stolen? And Gemara, hasam ksiv krachrina va'asula mishalahem. No, by tzitzis there's another pasuk that teaches me va'asulahem, which means mishalahem, that it's got to be yours, it can't be something that's stolen. So we already have a pasuk by tzitzis to tell me you're not allowed to use stolen tzitzis. Memelech gedilim tasalach is free to teach me a din l'shma by tzitzis. But by sukkah, there's simply no din of l'shma. The pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha, teaches me that it can't be stolen. Fractosos, I need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah can't be stolen. Isn't there a concept in Gan Shas that a mitzvah above Aveira is pasul? That if you do a mitzvah that only came, that was only enabled by an Aveira, that it's automatically going to be pasul? Tema, Tebele Mishum Davle Mitzvah above Aveira, Tosa says. That's why we say an Esrog HaGazel is pasul after the first day of Yantav. The first day of Yantav, an Esrog HaGazel is pasul because you need Lachem, it needs to belong to you. But what about after the first day of Yantav? Why can't you use a stolen Esrog? Because mitzvah above Aveira, that's what the Gemara says at the beginning of the third parak. So very difficult. So Tos says, Ubayish Maita Gufa, and in that sugi itself, Kasha, the Kam Bishlam beyond Risha, Minilacham, Ishlacham, beyond Trosheni Amai, Umishaim, Shimdavli Mitzvah, Babavera, Vahashta Imkain, Namali Lacham, Ishlacham. He says, not only that, the whole sugi there assumes that it's only Mitzvah, Babavera. Well, then what do I need Lachem for? What does Lachem accomplish on day one? If anyway, it's possible Mishum Mitzvah, Babavera. Meaning, what does Mitzvah, Babavera add? What does Lachem add beyond the psul of Mitzvah, Babavera? So he says, Umiyu Hasa Mikol Shnei Yedistrich Lemutei Shaul. Now, Lachem adds that even a borrowed suk, a borrowed lulav is possible on the first day. That's why I need Lachem for the first day and Mitzvah, Babavera for all the other days. But what about by Sukkah? You can't say that by Sukkah. Aval Gabe Sukkah Lekel Lishnu Yehachil Rabban Darmil Kaman Pergayashan Dadmi Yossi Dechavas Besukasa Shal Chavero. We hold you are allowed to borrow a Sukkah. You're allowed to use a borrowed Sukkah. You can go to someone's house on Sukkahs and eat, someone's Sukkah on Sukkahs and eat in their Sukkah. We hold that's okay. So why do we need a drusha to tell me Sukkah Gezula is problematic? Why can't we just learn it from Mitzvah Baba Avera? So it says Tosos V'yishlomer the time of the Mitzvah Baba Avera Lavda Oraisa El Drabanan. That Mitzvah Baba Avera is not a Din D'Oraisa, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. We need a drasha to tell me that a Sukkah Gzul is even possible mi D'Oraisa. And the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Chav Hei, Oz Tes, says a little differently. He says the Mitzvah Baba Avera, from the time of Mitzvah Baba Avera, I would have said that there's no Kiyum Mitzvah, but the Sukkah would still be considered a Chechza Shel Sukkah. So what? Why does it matter if there's no kiyum mitzvah, if it's still a chefza shel sukkah? What does that help that it's a chefza shel sukkah? So he says, Milchas Chinuch has a gevaldike chiddush. He says, when it comes to the first night of sukkahs, there's a chiyuv leishiv basukkah. There's a chiyuv that you need to be in the sukkah. Every other day of sukkahs, there's an iser to eat and to sleep chutz l'sukkah. So you don't need the kiyum mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of sukkah. There's an iser to eat chutz l'sukkah. So says Minchas Chinuch, on all the other days, all you need is a chefza shel sukkah. You don't need the kiyum mitzvah of sukkah. On the first night, you need the kiyum mitzvah of sukkah. So let's say you have a sukkah gezula. So if you only had the din of mitzvah baba avera, you would say, okay, the sukkah gezula is a chefza shel sukkah, it's just I'm not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. But I'm allowed to eat and sleep in there. It's not called that I'm eating and sleeping outside of the sukkah. So all the other days would be kosher. Comes along the drasha, and the drasha tells me that no, that a sukkah gezula is possible for everything. It's not even a chefza shel sukkah. That a sukkah gezula is an inherent psul in the chefza shel sukkah. And mainly you can't eat there at all, not even on the rest of the days of Yantif. That's how the Minchas Chinuch is mitaritz. It's a giant chiddush in terms of the geder of the mitzvah of sukkah throughout the rest of the days of Yantif. Pashtus is that there's a chiyuv to eat in sukkah on the first night. Any other time, when you're going to eat and when you're going to sleep, so you need a kiyum mitzvah. You then have a chiyuv to do that in the sukkah. That it's not just a dinin chefza shel sukkah, but that's the Minchas Chinuch's gevaldik chiddush. That's unbelievable chiddush to answer this kash of Tosfos. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah on Tesam Beis. Ha'os sukkas of taksi ilan kilo asa b'socha b'ayis. The person builds a sukkah underneath a tree. It's as if he might as well build the sukkah inside his house. It's totally invalid. Sukkah al gabe sukkah, if you have a double-decker sukkah, hel yonuk sheru v'atachtonu psula. The top one is kosher, the bottom one is pasul. Rabbi Yudah omer me'in diyurin be'al yonah hatachtonu ksheru. Rabbi Yudah says that if there's no one that lives in the top one, and we'll see exactly what the gather of that is tomorrow, then the bottom one is going to be kosher. Amar Rava, lo shanu el, so the first halacha, that a sukkah tachas ilan is the same as a sukkah inside your house, that it's pasul. So Amar Rava, lo shanu el bi ilan shetzlasim rub mechamaso. That's only true if the tree has more shade than sunlight, meaning if the shade of the tree alone would have shaded the majority of your sukkah. Aval chamasim rub mitzilaso ksheira. But if the tree's branches are very flimsy, and on its own the tree's branches would not have shaded the majority of your sukkah, then your sukkah underneath such a tree is kosher. So says Marang Mimai, how do I know that that's true, that this chiluk is true between a tree that's a majority shade and a tree that does not provide a majority shade? Mitiktani, kilu asa b'sel chabayis. From the fact that it says that it's like you made it in the house. There's a perfectly good word in Hebrew to say that a sukkah is not kosher. Just say, puzzle. That's what we always say. What's this kilu asa b'socha bayis? Lamali misni kilu asa b'socha bayis? Listni psula. You want to say it's puzzle? Say it's puzzle. Say elahaka mashmalan. The ilan dumya de bayis. No, it must be teaching me a chiddush that an ilan is just like a bayis. Ma bayis tilasim rum mechamaso. The type of ilan that's puzzle is only the type of ilan that resembles a bayis. Just like a bayis, by definition, hopefully, is tilasim rum mechamaso, provides more shade than sunlight, the roof of your house. Sa'af ilan, tzilasim rum mechamaso. So too, the type of ilan that's problematic to have over your sukkah is only if it provides more shade than sunlight. Wait a second. So if there are very flimsy branches and it would not on its own provide more shade than sunlight, it's okay to have a sukkah underneath such a tree? But isn't that being mitzdarif schach pasul together with schach kasher? The branches of the tree are schach pasul, and can't you not do that? Isn't that problematic to combine schach pasul together with schach kasher? So Rav Papa b'shechavtan. Rav Papa says you're right. That is problematic generally. Over here we're talking where you bent the branches of the tree down in such a way that you mixed it in with the schach, where you can't discern which branches are schach and which branches are from that tree. So we're therefore utilizing the concept of bittul barov. As long as the tree is not recognizable anymore, so now it becomes batel berov schach kasher. So that's the whole case that it's okay. Ibish chavtan ma'ale memra. Well, if that's the case, then what's the great chiddush? Of course it's okay. That's bittel berov. We always have such a din. So ma'ale the tema nigzer hechad chavtan atu hechad lo chavtan kamash mon lo gazrinan. I would have thought that we should make a gzera that even if you did mix it in with the rest of your schach, we should make a gzera that it's no good, because then you might come to allow a sukkah underneath some flimsy branches that are not mixed in with the rest of your schach, and that would be possible. So kamash malon, we don't make any such gzeira. Hanami tanina. So says Gemara, but we know this also. We know this din also. Hidolas agefen v'sadlas v'sakisum v'sichei chalgabon psula. That if you have branches of trees, you could run them across the top of your sukkah and then put regular schach on top of it and mix it in. And you mix it with regular schach, it would be possible. But v'im haya sikur harvimehen o shakatsan ksheira. But if there was more kosher schach than there was these attached branches, or if you cut the attached branches, then it's going to be kosher. So we already see this din of bittul barov, and that we don't make any such gezeira, that as long as you have a majority schach kosher mixed in with these branches, it's all going to be kosher. Say echidami, ibe shalo chavtan, if you hadn't mixed them all in together, you haven't put them all together, hakom isarif schach paslam schach kosher, then that would be possible, it wouldn't be kosher. Elalav b'shachavtan, it must be that we're talking about a case where you mix it, where you pull down the branches to be together with the schach kasher ushmamina de lo gazrinan. So we already see right there that we don't make any such gezeira. So what's the great chiddush in our Mishnah that there's no gezeira? So mal de tema hani milibidiavet. Now, I would have thought that if you did that, the sukkah would be kosher. We're not going to make a gzera to pasul the sukkah b'diavad, but that you're not allowed to do this l'charchila, to actually use these smaller branches l'charchila. So kamash mlan therefore comes to tell me that even l'charchila, this is permissible. Even l'charchila, you're allowed to do it. Tosos of Yer is an important chiddush. Tosos suggests with this idea of mitzdarif schach pasul badi schach kosher. So I just brushed by it before. But isn't this a very big chiddush? You have a perfectly kosher sukkah. It's got all the perfect schach, tzilasim rum lechamasa, everything. And there happens to be one branch of a tree, that one thin branch of a tree, that hovers above your sukkah. So that's called that you're being mitzdarif schach pasul with schach kosher, and it's going to pasul? Why would that pasul your sukkah? Your sukkah would take away the branch, and your sukkah would still be kosher. Why would that one lone branch? Why would that pasul your sukkah? So says Tosos in the top. Well, it's only the big Tosos. L'fi she'ilan mechubar binan davar talush dumi de psolus garn v'yakev. Certainly, a tree is pasul schach. V'masukah shetachas ilan misuchachas karaui shetzilasim rum mechamasa. Lav mistaver sheti pasul mishum sirv schach pasul. Says Tosos, it would not be a psul. If the sukkah underneath the tree is perfect in terms of its own schach, everything is built just fine, the fact that there's a lone branch that goes over it would not ruin it. Why? Kiven dechi shakalta le lepasul akati tzlosim rumechamasa. Since if you were to take away that branch, the sukkah would be totally fine. Elk she'ain tzlosim rumechamasa el machmas hapasul airi. This whole sugya is talking about where you're relying on the schach pasul to be mashlim the tzlosim rumechamasa, to make it so that you have more shade. Meaning your schach kasher covers 49% of your sukkah. When you then combine the schach pasul, now you have tzilasim rumechamasa. That's where it's going to be problematic. And the big chiddush, that's where when chavtan, when you push it down on top of your sukkah and mix it in with your schach kasher, that's going to be kasher. Even though your actual schach kasher would not have provided you with tzilasim rumechamasa. And Tosfos says, I'll bring you a raya that this is the case. Because the Gemara is going to talk about if you have shvudin shel barzel or aruchos hamita running across the top of your sukkah. You have clear beams of metal running across the top of your sukkah. So the Gemara is going to say in Daf Tezvav that if Yesh Revach Beinein Kamosan, if you have the area between these metal beams is just a little bit larger than the metal beams themselves, and you fill that in with schach, that's fine, and that will be kosher. Now, certainly metal beams are not batel; it's not shechavtan; they can't be batel because they're recognizable. They look very different than the regular schach. So why is it okay? Why is it kasher? Aren't you being mitzdarv schach pasul b'hadi schach kasher? So he says, no, that's only a problem when you have 49% schach kasher. If you have 51% schach kasher, there is no psul of being mitzdarv schach pasul together with schach kasher. And he says that's why the Gemara had said earlier in Daftalin and Beis, if you have a sukkah gavoa me'asrim and hutzin yardin l'toch asrim im tzilasim rum mechamasam, it's kshera. But wait a second, what about the stuff that's l'malam me'asrim? Isn't that schach pasul that you're now being mitzdarif together with schach kasher? No, because as long as the hutzin that are yardin b'toch asrim, the branches that stick down within 20 amos would themselves provide tzilasim rum mechamasa, so it doesn't really matter that there happens to be schach pasul above it. Unless the schach pasul that's above it alone would be tzilasim rum mechamasa, then it would matter. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem at the two dots tomorrow.